Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going to play Name That Blank. Maitland has done the clues and the audio tips this time. I really like the setup we have where Harrison is as far away from the contestants with the only microphone as possible. I think that is a great strategy. Maybe some of you could go outside. This would make it even better.
Yeah, maybe phone it in.
Gosh, I definitely thought that would be subtle enough to bring you guys together, but yeah, no movement from either side. This is like a negotiation between China and the United States over some sort of territory. Yep. Come on, guys, move together now.
I'm not going to blink first on this one.
Someone's got to do something.
Okay, there
it's like
we
a
go.
Seventh grade dance, and Harrison was the boys, and our contestants were the girls. I'm not going over there.
To be fair, I did tell the contestants to stay over there just because that's where the stairs are.
Yep.
But then Harrison had the mic over here, and the cord's only like 50 feet long. So
there's very little slack left.
No, what, is it,
what is it going to be like when that guy hits the wall? It's just going to be a sign in his eyes that says breathe.
Harrison's like, God damn it, I just asked Kelly if I could help.
It's Monday,
now
right?
I regret being up
Tuesday,
here.
I don't remember the day right now.
If you had told them to come together and they had actually just crossed...
Yeah, I thought they were going to.
That would have been amazing. Well, let's meet our contestants, our wonderful contestants. Sir, what is your name?
My name's Derek.
Hi, Derek. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
Derek, what do you do?
I'm a banker.
For where? Like the Maine Amish?
Norway Savings Bank.
Derek has the classic forgot my top lip beard.
Yeah. I work for the Hamburger Bank.
What do you do for the bank, Derek?
A little bit of everything in the front line.
Okay.
Okay.
What is it? Like
right.
The front line?
So
like
I
when you're down in the S?
I do all the customer stuff. So
got
accounts,
it.
Transactions, all that stuff.
Okay. Skimming a little?
He's like,
I
wait, what?
That. I get fired.
Yeah, that
That's
would do
such
it.
A ridiculous question. And then it's like, he paused. He's guilty. Not fair. Well, Derek, it's great to meet you.
Yeah.
If you buzz in again, we'll talk to you again. Otherwise, it was a great chat.
Perfect.
Okay. Good luck. Sir, what is your name?
My name is Sal.
Hi, Sal. How are you?
I'm well, and you?
Good. Name like Sal. Did you drop that pasta off?
I did.
Were you the one who was captured?
Just got back from dropping off all of Maine's pasta.
Pick up truckload.
In New Jersey. Yep. Sal, what do you do?
I work for a water and wastewater company.
A wastewater company?
Well, municipal company, yeah.
Oh, I'm like, okay. Wait a minute. Right. That's not public here? Like, you're sourcing it out?
Yeah.
Well, that is very
like,
good.
You sell wastewater? who's buying that?
Got some fresh toilet soup. Come get your fresh toilet soup.
People in Massachusetts love it.
Yeah, I take the toilet soup down to the mass holes. That's not your accent. That's not anybody's accent.
No, it's just an accent.
All right, Sal, good to meet you. Welcome. Ma'am, what is your name?
Lauren.
Hi, Lauren. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Lauren, what do you do?
I'm a scientist.
A scientist?
Whoa, fancy kind of science.
Have you been up with us before?
I almost didn't want to say that.
No, that's
you
good. That sounds cool.
You seem a little cautious.
What kind of scientist?
Infectious disease. I make rapid diagnostic tests.
Was it your idea to lie about the mask?
She's like, damn it, I thought we were past that.
Totally kidding.
God dang it.
Said that just to represent all sides of the spectrum.
Yeah. I love when really smart people listen to our show. Anytime I hear a scientist or a doctor, I'm like, us? You choose us?
Yeah, but she could be one of those scientists who got D's. You know, we don't know she's smart. We just know she said she's a scientist.
Yeah, I mean, somebody had to come in last in science.
Derek's a banker.
I'm only good with, like, really specific. I'm smart with really specific things.
Lauren, so
I might be terrible at this.
Are you building, so you said you work with infectious diseases, like making them?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. You're not from the lab that dropped COVID on us?
No.
Yeah. Straight in from Wuhan. No.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, good to meet you, Lauren. Thank you. Sir, what is your name?
I'm Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hello, Chris.
I am Groot. Hello, Chris. Chris, what do you do?
I'm a plumber.
Commercial
plumbing.
Do you ever meet Sal?
No.
Okay. Ever send anything down to Sal's way?
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I'm here fixing something, and man, I came across something weird. You got to test this.
This'll help Sal make his toilet soup.
Yeah.
Flush, flush, flush. All right. Well, welcome to all of you. It's great to meet all of you. We're going to give you a blank to name, and then Steve's going to play an audio clue. All of these are selected by Maitland, so if they go poorly, it's obviously her fault.
Very much so. We'll make fun of her.
Totally, yeah.
Buzz in with your name. You'll also have to maybe raise your hand or whatever. And then please don't answer until Speedy Harrison puts the microphone by your face so we can hear your answer. Now, I say that because there have been lots of these shows where, not Harrison, but other people who have helped us out, just stand with the microphone at their side and watch the game. So I just want to say, don't answer till the microphone's there.
I did that last year.
Did you do that?
I did that last year.
I swear I was not thinking of you when I said that. That wasn't one of those passive-aggressive things I do. That was an accident.
Subconsciously thinking of him.
Well, Harrison, don't Harrison this up this time.
I will.
Okay, all right, you're on it.
All right.
He's been waiting a whole year for redemption.
Like, so I've been practicing in my mirror.
Every day, you don't even know.
All right, number one, name that blank. If Hot Wings or Kelly or Steve buzzes in, ignore them. They're just holding their spot, so if you guys don't get it, so they could show off. Yep. Number one, name the breed.
Hot Wings.
That's Chris.
Chihuahua?
Chihuahua, correct.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
So that beginning when my ears blew out, was that, is that?
I guess that was the beginning of the
commercial. Taco Bell theme?
I don't know.
I guess from one of their commercials.
At least three Chihuahuas were used as models for the lead role in the iconic Taco Bell commercials.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
They needed three? The original dog was named Dinky, but was immediately replaced with another dog named Taco. That's offensive.
He was
replaced by Gidget, who was originally cast as the Taco Bell Chihuahua's girlfriend. Who knew it was so scandalous? It's like the Vanderpump Rules or something.
Wow, everybody's just stealing everybody's gigs.
Number two, name the fruit.
Kelly.
That's Sal.
Banana.
Banana is correct.
I just think of
Beetlejuice.
Yes. God, I think of Crazy at the Table. It's my favorite.
This is, of course, Deo, the Banana Boat song by Harry Belafonte, recently deceased. Mm-hmm. Banana Boat Sunscreen, born at Miami Beach in 1976 when a lifeguard at the popular destination realized the only sunscreens available were greasy and medicinal and not fun at all. He made it the mission to help sunscreen feel good for a change.
Nice.
This year, Banana Boat expanded a recall issued last year over the presence of a cancer-causing chemical in its scalp and hair sunscreen spray to include an additional batch. Wow. I bet people at Sunscreen were like, hey, or people at Banana Boat were like, hey, free ride from the Free Beer and Hot Wings show. Oh, thanks. Yeah. Cancer.
Buy their cancer batches. It won't get you pregnant.
You'll feel good and not greasy until you lose all that weight and hair. Mm-hmm. Number three. Name the movie. That was fast. Lauren.
Shrek.
That is correct. When Shrek and Donkey. Oh, boy, the kids love that part.
Yeah.
When Shrek and Donkey first arrive at Duloc, Lord Farquaad's castle, to be exact, they are greeted at the entrance by singing puppets, singing about how great Duloc is. It includes robotic dancing, as well as a very familiar melody. Their song has the exact number of beats per minute and is also the same key, parodying the classic Disney ride and song.
It's a Small World? Small World.
Correct. Yeah. It's not the film's only reference or jab at Disney, but the catchiest. Maitland says, you're welcome, America. Sal has one. Lauren has one. Chris has one. Derek took to heart that whole thing about maybe we're done talking. You can get back into this.
He buzzed in, though. He buzzed in.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, he
that's
was
true.
There, just not.
Okay. All right. Number four. Name the critter.
La cucaracha, la cucaracha.
Oh, wait.
Ya no puede caminar.
Cockroach.
Sal.
Cockroach.
Cockroach is correct. In April of 2023, it was revealed by Grand Rapids, Michigan-based scientist Kelly Cheese that cockroaches are unkillable by human means as they are, quote, the dinosaurs of bugs.
Okay.
Thus,
when you say it like that, it sounds stupid.
Thus inferring they could only be terminated by the fiery blaze of a meteor.
Yeah. Oh. It was quickly pointed out that, but dinosaurs are dead.
It's a terrible example, okay?
Maitland busting out some female-on-female violence.
Yeah. Oh, cat fight.
Sal 2, Lauren 1, Chris 1. Number 5, name the dip. Sal.
Guacamole.
Guacamole is correct. Sal's on fire. What is this song? It feels threatening.
I don't know. But I'm loving the Cinco de Mayo theme.
Like, I feel like they'd play that at a weird church where they told you your babies were all going to die if you didn't give them enough money.
Ooh. Oh, wow. That's harsh. That's a terrible church.
It yeah. is. I would not go there.
No. Yeah,
the music was catchy.
Angry. Steal your money, avocado church. Terrible church.
You never know. You can get a license or a tax exemption as a church pretty easily.
Yeah.
Guacamole, avocado toast, has been synonymous with millennial financial habits over the years. As Marketplace.org breaks down, if a slice of avocado toast costs $12 and you had to put a 20% down payment on a median-priced home of $313,200, you would need to skip 5,220 servings of avocado toast.
Mm. Ah, well, good to know.
What's that, like a week?
Yeah.
Probably,
weeks,
right?
Weeks worth, yeah.
Number 6. Name the student.
What you just said.
Kelly.
Is Steve. One of the most insanely.
Derek.
Billy Madison.
You got it, buddy.
There we
On
go.
On the board. There we go.
Let's hear that.
This clip needs to play.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Still great. Still great. Like an athletic decathlon, the academic decathlon has 10 events. Art, economics, essay, interview, language and literature, math, music, science, social science, and speech.
Ooh.
Number 7. Name the product.
How do you decide between...
¿Por qué no los dos?
Old El Paso. Feed your fiesta.
Kelly.
Well, okay, Chris.
El Paso.
You think they're salsa? Selling El Paso?
I thought it's salsa.
No, it's not salsa. But the obvious product in that 30-second TV commercial is El Paso. You may buy a city near the border. A city of 450,000 waiting for you. El Paso. It's where Marty Robbins got his big gun out. Kelly.
Taco shells or tortillas?
Do not appropriate their culture.
Tortillas.
The answer is taco shells. Woo! Yes. Kelly is on the board. The expression, why don't we have both, was originally quoted by a child in a TV commercial for the old El Paso at-home taco kit that contains both hard shell and soft tortillas. So Kelly's very right. In the commercial, a Spanish-speaking family is seen arguing over the quality of hard and soft tacos, to which the girl proposes, why not both, with a shrug, and puts an end to the debate. Celebration ensues, and her expression is still used today in countless memes across the internet.
Nice.
I love a good soft taco. So good.
I can't tell if you were trying to be dirty or just boring.
Yeah, or just hungry.
Maybe a little of all three.
Okay. Number 8. Sal, 3. Lauren, 1. Chris, 1. Derek, 1. Number 8. There are 3 left. Name the animal.
And now poetry by Gary.
Lauren.
Squid.
What is
squid.
It?
A squid. Squidward.
Incorrect.
Kelly.
Derek.
Snail.
That is correct. Now, having not seen that, I don't understand what's going on. Is the snail doing an impression of a cat?
Gary is a snail, and he sounds like a cat.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You guys notice our scientist has only buzzed in on cartoon questions?
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, none of these are science-based, so it's not like you've had a chance to really stretch your legs.
Makes sense.
It's not like Derek's like, mitochondria. you know. All right, snail. Most animals and insects produce sounds to find prospective mates or when they are in danger. Snails do not fall under that category. The sound you hear coming from a snail tank could be a snail eating or retracting back to its shell. These are cues, not sounds, they produce. However, there have been cases where researchers accidentally encountered snails yelping. What? Is Maitland screwing with us? Because no one's ever heard a snail make a noise ever, right? Like, no one's been out like, man, the snails are loud today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these snails are driving me nuts.
Messing with us. Number 9, name the beer.
Kelly.
He is the life of parties. He
has Eric.
Dos Equis?
That is correct. Yes. In 2011, Moctezuma in the Dos Equis label design changed direction from left to right during it's spelled Moctezuma, but I assume it's Montezuma. Montezuma's reign, the Aztec Empire, was at its peak in wealth, technology, and prosperity. His head now faces right toward the ever-improving future to recognize forward progress.
Oh.
Sal, 3. Derek, out of nowhere with 3. Lauren and Chris, each with 1 apiece. Final one. Name the body part.
Kelly.
Derek's in first.
Hips.
Hips is correct, and Derek storms back for a decisive main victory.
Contestants, dance!
Hips Don't Lie was originally recorded as Lips Don't Lie. The track initially written and recorded by Wyclef Jean, Lauryn Hill, and Pross for the Fugees reunion, but didn't see a closure because of Hill's dissatisfaction with the song. That's good news for all of us, the way that worked out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's hear it. These are excellent contestants up here.
Very, very good,
great
yes.
Job.
Fact, we have never played a game of this before, particularly live, where members of the show got 0 points. So that was outstanding.
I got a point.
Didn't count. Too boring. Congratulations.
Rude. Yeah.
Just kidding. I just forgot to mark it down.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.